No, you had Cokes.
And they just pulled that out?
Just stop them down there. I'd always buy a gallon of vinegar at one time. And the long years ago, it would come in a jug, just kind of a, call it a jug. It wasn't glass jugs. They were made out of, well, it was like flower pots and stuff like that. But it was finished nicely. Would call it a jug. And it was made by people that make flower pots. You can buy them now. And I'd go down to the store down at the plantation, and they'd have a whole barrel of vinegar, and then I'd just have to draw me a gallon of vinegar and bring it home. Of course, then later on, now you just go buy a glass jug full of it.
Have you ever seen a little musical instrument that you can blow on?
A
little musical instrument that you can carry in your pocket and blow on?
Yeah, all children have had them. The Negroes, too, call them a harp.
A harp? Mm-hmm. Do any other names you have for
them? They just called them a harp, H-A-R-P.
Have you ever seen any that you can hold between your teeth and pluck?
Yeah, a juice harp.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've seen little Negroes. I bet you Marla's children have never seen one. I don't ring them, make them anymore. I don't know. But they get, no, they used to have them. They put them there and just go just as hard as you can. Yeah, I'm coming in the yard with them. My horse, my husband had his.
You have a wagon?
Well, now, we had a buggy, and then there was a two-wheel vehicle, was called a road cart. My husband had a cart, called it a road cart. And if he wanted to go somewhere, that just had two wheels to it. He would ride in that sometime, but, and then just like what the race horses in now, you don't see many of them. They're not exactly like what they were. They were.
How many horses would a road cart use?
Oh, you just put one horse. When I was a child in Lansborough, we had a carriage, and we drove two horses to that. But see, when I came up here, I just had my own buggy and horse. And then we raised another horse. One horse would die or something happened, you'd raise another one. And I rode horseback a great deal when I. Well, before I married, I rode a side saddle when I was a girl. Did you ever have a side saddle?
Yeah, but I've never seen one.
Well, they don't make them anymore. They found out that they were injurious to a horse's back. And we had relatives in Lounsboro that raised race horses. And I know they made my father make us stop riding side saddles. I had a side saddle. My sister had a side saddle. And then we bought divided skirts and rode horses with divided skirts before they put on riding pants.
Was it hard to ride side saddle?
Huh?
Was it harder to ride side saddle? Or
oh, no, it was just, you just got up and sit this way and something right here and hooked your leg over it. You could sit up there and ride just hard. I could fly down the street just as fast as the horse would go. Never think of falling off. Never fell off a horse in my life. Yeah, well, it would be because you didn't see them in it.
Uh-huh.
Don't see them now, but yeah, we rode them all.
Was there a wagon on
the
farm?
On the farm? Oh, yeah, plenty of wagons. You had to haul everything you had. All the cotton was picked and everything was hauled in wagons.
Uh-huh.